You will listen to a short talk on foster care service in Britain. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 7. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. Listen and answer questions 1 to 4.
Hello everyone. My name is Amelia Johansson, manager at the Kent Foster Care Services. I am here to talk to you about how you can help us make lives better for children. But before that, I'd like to give you a brief idea of the seriousness of the foster care system in our country. The foster care system in Britain is straining at the seams, with more and more children being put into foster care, but not as many people willing to foster them. The situation has worsened considerably in the past few years. Due to the latest severe recession, which has triggered family breakups, more and more children are entering the foster care system. In contrast, the number of people coming forward to care for these children is decreasing. It can be understood that for foster parents, the responsibility of looking after such children is enormous, and they pay a poor incentive. The caregivers are mostly volunteers and professionals. Furthermore, the children placed under foster care are disturbed and vulnerable and require more than the basic needs, such as food, clothes, and education. However, the caring environment in a foster home can be a better option than retaining the children in residential homes. Statistics say that more than 70% of the vulnerable children are handed over to foster parents, and only the cases that are problematic land up in residential homes.
Before you listen to the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 7. Now, answer questions 5 to 7.
As an incentive, we recently organised a Foster Care Appreciation Award ceremony in recognition of the outstanding care given to the foster children by their foster parents. We received over 100 nominations from the foster children themselves, the birth children of the foster parents, and the social workers. Mrs. Heath, who is a Kent resident and has been fostering children for 20 years, bagged the first prize. She was nominated by over 50 foster children under her care over the years. She has fostered over 75 children in her lifetime. That is saying a lot. Mrs. Heath is a shining example of what a foster home should be like. Foster care is not always easy, especially for children who have faced physical and emotional abuse in their childhood. These children find it difficult to assimilate into schools and society in general. They feel isolated and abandoned. Unfortunately, many of these children have drug issues and turn to a life of crime if they don't make it back to their parents later on in life. While we try our best with counselling sessions and therapy, it is not enough as the scars of abuse faced in childhood remain. This brings us to what we need here at Kent Foster Care Services. We have recently recruited 200 new families to take up duties as foster parents, but there is an urgent need to fill up the 120 remaining slots. We are particularly looking at homes for older children or siblings who need to stay together to make the transition less painful. Disabled children too are in dire need of care, as finding foster homes for them can be difficult. Foster care is an ideal profession for stay-at-home mothers. The government pays a stipulated sum for each child under foster care, depending on the age and the problems of the child. Apart from the money paid for childcare, there are professional fees too. So all of you here should consider opening up your homes and hearts for these vulnerable children. Interested volunteers may please contact us on 3000 420 200. For more details, you can email us or call our office anytime between 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Thank you so much to all of you for being here. And please do enjoy the refreshments served on the lawn, and